Nolte, CNN confirms Cusi report about border wall blow-off. By John Nolte on January 11, 2019. CNN has finally responded to the exploding scandal surrounding the far-left cable news channels revealing border wall interaction with San Diego TV station KUSI this week. As my colleague Robert Prachick reported earlier, Cusi reports that the anti-Trump outlet contacted them looking for someone to come on the air and report about Trump's border wall. CNN claimed it was looking for a local perspective on the issue. According to Cusi, though, once CNN discovered that Cusi's past reports looked positively on the effectiveness of the local border wall, CNN ran away and wanted no part of that narrative. To their great credit, Cusi took to the air to inform their audience of this on Thursday morning. On Friday, CNN finally responded to the growing criticism, and mixed in with the last-place cable channel's imperial tone. The statement is filled with fake news and confirmation of Cusi's reporting. We called several local stations to book someone for a show. We didn't end up booking any of them. That happens many times every single day, CNN's public relations team sniffed. We did, however, book a reporter from Cusi for a story on immigration and the border wall in November. This is a non-story. Because, you see, it is CNN that will decide what is and is not a story. CNN closed the tweet with a haughty hashtag facts first and included an apple emoji, which refers to the fake news network's much maligned facts first campaign. So what we have here is CNN admitting to reaching out to Cusi and admitting to not booking anyone after hearing what Cusi had to say. But CNN is spinning this fact as a non-story, as a suitable explanation. Oliver Darcy, who usually leads CNN campaigns to blacklist the network's critics from social media, also ripped into Cusi with a tweet attacking Mike McKinnon, the president and general manager of Cusi, for daring to criticize CNN. As you will see below, Darcy believes McKinnon's personal tweets mean something, or something. These heavy-handed CNN responses, though, really only raise more questions, such as, why would an unbiased, objective, not at all left-wing news outlet not want to air both sides of the border wall debate, both pro and con? CNN is stridently and openly against any border enforcement, against anything that would signal a political victory for Trump. So why would a news outlet that poses as objective not offer the other side the opportunity to express their thoughts, especially when that point of view could come from someone living in and reporting on a community living with a border wall? The responses to Darcy's tweet only further prove how all of this is backfiring. The primary question CNN cannot and will not answer is this: how does a 24/7 broadcaster not have time to bring on a local news reporter? Other than bias, there is simply no legitimate explanation for CNN to blow off Cusi, and CNN's response has only accomplished one thing: it confirms Cusi's Thursday morning report. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.